Good morning, everyone. Sorry. Like many times before, in 2014, I found myself stuck between a rock and a hard place, having to decide if I should just simply take a rest or continue to make a mess out of my life. However, the only difference this time was that rock, the one whom I leaned upon many a times, was gone, my mother. Unfortunately, her absence did not stop me from running on a path of destruction. It wasn't until 2015 that my mess caught up with me, causing me to serve time behind bars. At the beginning of my sentence, I finally realized that I could no longer go on like this. Something had to change. I was finally at my breaking point. I was going to either die in the streets or be behind bars for a very long time. I failed so many times in trying to rewrite my story in the past, which hindered me from progressing in many areas in my life. But I knew this time had to be different, and I had the faith that it was going to be. Because this time I purposely decided to give God the pen. Not knowing what plans he had for my life, I committed myself to trusting in his process. There was a time during my incarceration when I went back and forth about relocating. These times caused me to fear how others would perceive me. However, I found Isaiah 41:10 of comfort and assurance that it was God's will. Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Yes, I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. By the end of my sentence, I decided to stay in Raleigh. Because of the lifestyle I had lived, I feared that my opportunities would be different. The faith I did have did not stand a chance without any action being taken. I knew if I did not want to relive my past, I would need to hit the ground running. This new way of life I found quite challenging and sometimes disheartening. Having these feelings caused my confidence level to deplete daily. It wasn't until I was encouraged to attend Step Up's week-long jobs workshop that I started to see more hope on my journey. The workshop was not what I expected it to be, and I'm so thankful for that. Confidence, community building, and advocacy were expounded upon heavily. This was something I lacked and thirsted for. The team showed transparency, empathy, compassion, and along with many other great qualities that confirmed that I was where I was supposed to be. Through God's love and grace, they met me where I was, and I'm sure others felt the same. By the end of the week, I felt equipped, empowered, and ready to move on to the next step. And I did just that. I went to Life Skills being open and honest about who I was and the desire about the person I hoped to become. My experience with Life Skills was life-changing. I had to come to grips with a lot of things in my life, which Step Up helped me to do. That process helped me to become a better version of myself, for my family, for others, but most importantly, for myself. Step Up provided me with a safe space to learn, grow, and move forward with no judgment from them or myself. Hebrews 13:2 in the NLT version tell us to not to forget to show brotherly love to strangers, for some who have done this have entertained angels without realizing it. Step Up is an example of what brotherly love looks like. Not looking at where someone came from or what they did to get there, but how I can help this person move forward. The tools, the resources, and support helped me gain stability, not only gain it, but maintain it. I would never have thought I would be before you all sharing what my life was like. I now know that I have the choice and power to decide what I want to become, nor what happened to me or what I did to get to that point. Also, to be in a position to show that hope to others. I consider myself blessed beyond measures. In 1 Peter, it states to always be prepared to give an answer to everyone who asks you to give the reason why you have this hope. They step up is a part of the reason why I have that hope. They helped me to see the biggest step I took towards my future was the one away from my past. Thank you all, and God bless you.
Thank you, Teresa. And Jamie, I'll invite you to come forward.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Jamie. I am a recent life skills graduate from the Step Up program. I stand before you today not as the same person I was a year ago. When I heard about Step Up from some colleagues at work, I knew that is a place that I wanted to be a part of. So I ventured out, reached out to Miss Teresa and the intake, and she helped guide me to start the program. I am a mom of a rambunctious 3-year-old toddler, and he was welcomed by the children's program with open arms. We together, he and I, have made many strides of improvement in the year-long process. He has come a long way with the help of the little teams and the baby steps, and Miss Brianna and everyone there has been instrumental and helping me learn to be a better mom and be patient with him as I navigate the new challenges of motherhood. I myself, throughout my Step Up journey, have many ups and downs and challenges and tribulations, but everyone was there. From the courageous instructors that I got to see every Tuesday, to my participants who kept me uplifted with their weekly joys, to my co-partner in my walk of inquiry and questions. There's not one person I didn't feel like I could ask a question to. There's not one person I felt like would turn me away, no matter what it was or how confusing the situation may have been. In my journey, I experienced a loss of employment. Step Up helped to guide me in getting better employment. In my journey, I experienced the challenges of breaking generational curses and trying to become a first-time home buyer without any additional assistance. And Step Up's budgeting and life skills program helped me get to where I need to be. I stand here before you today as a true testament that Step Up is a place for a person who's concerned about change. They can help. If you're concerned about what to do in navigating financial times, they can assist. If you're just not sure on how to be better with people, be loving, be helping, be caring, and be kind, Step Up can assist you in being growing as a better person. I appreciate everything that Step Up and everyone involved with the program has done for me and my family, and I continue to plan to be a part of Step Up as an alumni, as well as give back to others in any kind of way that I can, as well as being a helping hand to anyone in need, if I can assist in any way. So I want to thank y'all for having me, and thank you so very much, everyone, for everything y'all have done for me and my family.
Thank you, Jamie. And Ed McCarthy, if you'd like to come forward.
Good morning.
Good morning.
As Ann said, my name is Ed McCarthy, and it is my pleasure to represent the Board of Directors of Step Up Ministry at this year's Step Up Sunday. My wife, Robin, and I, and our family have been members of White Memorial since we moved to Raleigh in the year 2000. As I recall, we first became familiar with the activities of Step Up Ministry from attending service at these annual Step Up Sundays. The concept of providing assistance to people who were working to improve their lives resonated with us. As a result, we elected to provide some financial support. An organization serving our community with the involvement and stewardship of people we knew fit our giving profile. Wanting to include our children, we also volunteered as a family, assisting with serving meals at a few of the Tuesday night meetings. Our daughter Kelly has been a frequent volunteer in the children's program. Some years back, our former pastor, Art Ross, drew me in a little closer in his artful way, and as a result, I had the opportunity to engage in some longer range strategic and economic planning discussions in regard to Step Up, then more recently joining the Board of Directors. All of that falling within my personal experience comfort zone. But about 5 years ago, I needed to step outside of that comfort zone and engage with the organization more on the operating level. I did so by serving as a volunteer co-partner to individuals navigating their way through the life skills program at Step Up. In this role, you serve as a coach and mentor working with a program participant. In the theme of today's scripture, the individual that you are to support is a stranger when you meet, but you're not strangers for long. Over the course of the program, assisting a person with managing finances, developing budgets, setting goals, and developing personal skills, you build a relationship and gain mutual trust. You also get to observe your participants' cohort group and see the progress overcoming barriers and taking personal responsibility. The transformations can be amazing, inspirational, really. So please consider an involvement with Step Up Ministry as a donor or in one of the many possible roles as a volunteer. Our pastor, Christopher Edmonston, referenced Step Up in a sermon on the theme in a parable in Matthew 25 a couple of months ago in regard to the use of the talents one is given. He described Step Up as investing our talents in other people in order to help them succeed. Step Up makes our community better. Your support will be impactful. Thank you for the kindness of your attention this morning.
Thank you, Ed. And last but certainly not least, Miss Kalisha Stanford.
Good morning.
Good morning.
My name is Kalisha Stanford, and I'm the Executive Director of Step Up Ministry. First, giving honor and glory to the Most High God, the maker and creator of all. I want to thank him for his goodness and for allowing us to see 2024. God is so very good, He is the great I Am. I want to thank Christopher Edmondson and all of White Memorial Church for allowing the Step Up community to come and worship with you all this morning. I bring you greetings from just across the street in a beautiful gray house where God lives and his people are busy serving each other. I want to offer thanks for the opportunity to stand before you all today to share about Step Up Ministry. Angels unaware, Hebrews 13 speaks of love and hospitality for one another. That is Step Up Ministry. You just heard from some amazing people about their journey through life and how Step Up Ministry was there to wrap our arms around them and show them unconditional love and support. Our doors are open to anyone who needs a hand up in life. Hebrews 13 and 2 says, "Do not forget to show hospitality to strangers, for by doing so, some have shown hospitality to angels without knowing it." Every time we open our doors to the community, we do so without judgment because we have all fallen on hard times. We have all needed someone to support us, and we have all fallen short of the grace of God. Yet God still loves and forgives. I can tell you many stories of angels that we've had the honor and privilege of serving over the years, who have in turn blessed us and shown us the way. But I don't know about you, but I am so very glad that I serve a God who offers second and third and fourth chances in life. I'm thankful to serve a loving God who will guide us to a step-up ministry or to a person who can love us in our time of need. At Step Up, our mission is to provide pathways for people to overcome barriers and transform their own lives. Our vision is to be a safe and thriving community where people have stability, equal opportunity, and purpose. Our values. We believe that lives are transformed through God's love and grace. We are guided by the needs of our participants. We are careful stewards of all resources and relationships in our care. We seek and value diversity, inclusiveness, equity, accountability, and collaboration. We joyfully celebrate efforts and successes of all of our families and all of our staff members. Step Up is an epic community. We are enthusiastic, we are polished professionals, we are informed and caring. We know our community and work to the best of our ability to make sure that we are serving it well. The goal of a participant coming through our program is transformation. Our graduates have stability, safe and thriving families, and are living with purpose. When someone walks through our doors, we first greet them with love and a smile, and then we sit down to go through a thorough intake process and assessment to determine where they should start in our programs. Many people are looking for employment, so we get them registered for our Employment Academy. Employment Academy offers many services to job seekers, including one-on-one support, access to vetted employers that are ready to hire, image consulting, where we help individuals dress from head to toe for an interview, resume writing, and even mock interviews. Once an individual secures employment, they're eligible to continue through Step Up by enrolling in our Life Skills Academy. Life Skills is where the real transformation happens for families and individuals that we serve. Participants are paired with a co-partner volunteer who serves as a partner to them during the process, and they are also linked with a Step Up case manager as they gear up to take on the one-year journey through our Empower 48 program. Empower 48 consists of 48 weeks of programming designed to create a path of growth, achievement, and excellence for individuals who graduate. In Empower 48, we offer four phases of focused courses that support individuals with credit repair, smart goal setting, self-esteem, boundaries, budgeting, and getting to know themselves and designing what they want their own futures to look like. We pride ourselves on being multi-generational, so there's something for every person in a family who enrolls in Step Up. In our Youth and Young Adult Academy, students focus on four core principles. That's school readiness, social emotional development, nurturing and responsive relationships, and high quality and supportive environments. Step Up also supports the ever-growing, ever-evolving teenage population. I'm not sure if you remember when you were a teenager, but I certainly do. And my father constantly reminds me all the things I put him through as a teenager. But teenagers these days, are facing real life circumstances like we have never, ever seen before. But at Step Up, in our real world program for young adults ages high school to early college, we provide a safe and nurturing environment where young people can come and get the guidance and support they need. We focus on financial literacy, lifelong learning, social emotional learning, and developing their professional toolkits so they can map out their own paths and work towards accomplishing their goals. At the end of Life Skills Academy, Step Up hosts a grand graduation ceremony for all of our participants with caps and gowns and their families in attendance. We hold our graduations here on campus in the beautiful Edinburgh Hall, and our graduates look so excited and extremely proud of themselves, as they should be. At graduation, our proud Step Up graduates demonstrate consistency, confidence, communication, and community building, which are all Step Up Academy core competencies. 8,968 participants have benefited from our programs. 255 businesses employ Step Up participants. 3,560 job placements have been achieved, and 9,388 volunteer hours were donated just last year. Did you all know that White Memorial started Step Up Ministry almost 35 years ago? This very church planted the seed that works very hard on a regular basis to make sure that Step Up has the resources and continued support to flourish. We host our Tuesday night Step Up Academy program here weekly. Our offices are located right here on the White Memorial campus, and we have deep relationships with the staff of this congregation, and many White Memorial members serve as volunteers and work directly with our families. Interested in volunteering or partnering with us? Great! Well, I am so glad you said that, because I was just getting ready to invite each of you all on a tour. Come and see our epic community in action. Come and see what we're talking about. Come and enjoy a delicious meal prepared by the magnificent chefs here on campus, and come and see how you can get involved. We can always use support, so if you're not already involved, I hope to see you on the tour, right? Just checking. Miss Teresa, would you please stand? Miss Teresa, of course I'll prepare just a few remarks if that's okay. Miss Teresa, when I see you, I'm reminded that I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I know you well, I know your story, and I can tell you, I am so thankful to be in relationship with you, and I want you to know how much you mean to me and to the Step Up community. Thank you for being a part of our team. Words cannot express the strength and the beauty that you have. I tell you this often, but you, my dear, challenge us all to be great. Your past does not define you, and I'm very excited to see what God has next for you. Here I go. Miss Jamie, would you stand? Oh, beautiful Miss Jamie. When I see you, I just want to smile and apparently shed a tear. You're the light, and your dynamic personality and your willingness to give just makes me smile so much. Thank you for being a part of the Step Up family and for trusting us along your journey. Don't forget about us when you rise to fame, because you, my friend, have it all waiting for you. Trust God and follow the process. The confidence you exude is remarkable. You are indeed a special woman, and I ask God to continue to bless you and everyone who comes alongside of you in your journey. Thank you. Ed McCarthy, oh yes. Would you please stand? Ed McCarthy, God has given you a servant's heart. In your retirement, you could be doing anything, but you are faithfully serving Step Up Ministry from all the many ways, from, again, a co-partner, a volunteer, serving meals, serving on multiple committees, donating to our mission, serving on our board of directors, but most special to me, as a mentor. A person I can confidently call for anything, whether it's a question, I need a brainstorming session, you always show up for me when I need you. Now, I might not like the answer all the time, but I trust your guidance and I value your opinion, so thank you for everything you've done. If you are a Step Up staff member, please stand and remain standing. If you are a Step Up board member, please stand and remain standing. If you are a volunteer, a Step Up participant, a donor, an employer, a White Memorial staff member, a partner agency, You've referred someone to step up for support or encourage them to get involved. Please stand. Thank you all. Oh, wow.
Wow.
Thank you. And if you feel so led, please bow your head with me. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you, God, for all the many types of angels that you have sent over to step up in our almost 35 years of existence. We thank you for the angels we have served through our programs, for the angels who work at Step Up Ministry, for the angels who volunteer their time with us, for the angels who offer their resources and connections, for the angels who support us financially, and for the angels here in White Memorial Church who continue to support our ministry on a daily basis. Lord God, we pray for Step Up Ministry on this day. We ask you to continue to allow us to serve this community for another 35 years. On this Martin Luther King Jr. Remembrance Weekend, we ask you to look upon this very room, a diverse people who have come together, gathered in your name. What a reflection of what Dr. King dreamed of. And we are determined to be living examples to those around us. Help us, Father, to remain united and keep everything we do focused on you. Bless us all. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
I want to again thank all the members of our Step Up family who are here with us, leading us in worship this morning. As you shared our sermon jointly together about every five words, I thought, ooh, that'll preach. So much goodness and uplifting coming from your stories today, and I am very grateful for that. And so having been uplifted with this service, having been shown glimpses of what it means to live as a servant of Christ, let us go out into the world doing just that, living lives as servants for the one who loves us and redeems us and claims us as his own. And as you go, go knowing that the love of God, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit is with you this day and in all the days to come. Amen.